Cello. It is August the 3rd, 2020. And I don't know what the fuck is going on with these podcasts, but I just know that, like, sometimes I listen back to them and
they skip.
Sometimes they skip. I got to try to get an engineer to look at this thing, but hopefully we get through this whole podcast without it skipping. If you guys listen to it and can tell me if it's going up okay, that'd be great. At Mike Powers Live, or tell Woo Woo, and then Woo Woo will tell me.
Yeah.
At woo_949. But here's today's podcast, hopefully uninterrupted and non-skipping, and it works well. August the 3rd, 2020. Enjoy. It's going to be good. I promise.
It's Mike and Woo-Woo. Mike and Woo Woo.
Come on, everybody. Here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Yo, Mike and Woo Woo, wake us up.
Fire.
Waking up Hampton Roads and worldwide on the radio.com app. It's Mike and Woo Woo in the morning on 94.9 The Point.
Getting all set up, getting all situated for the big week of radio. It's going to be a big and responsible week of radio. I'll tell you why, Woo Woo.
Yes, why?
We got a tropical storm or a hurricane on the way. We're not quite sure yet. Do you know yet? Does the Woo Woo Weather Center know anything about this hurricane?
The Woo Weather Center knows that it is a tropical storm, but when it hits Florida, it's going to strengthen to a hurricane, and then it's going to skim up to South Carolina, and then here. Tuesday, tomorrow, between 5 a.m. and noon.
Tomorrow, between 5 a.m. and noon.
We're going to see the effects.
I'll be ready for it.
It looks like it's coming now, though, and I was driving into work this morning. You know, I drive in from downtown Norfolk,
right.
And the clouds on the interstate.
The clouds.
They were beautiful, but they were scary.
Were they? I wasn't even looking today.
Beautifully scary clouds.
Looking straight at work today. I'll be right back. I gotta go downstairs for a minute.
What happened? Oh. Yeah, so high of 90 today, but there is that chance of Isais.
Isais?
Isais.
That's how you say it?
Finally figured that one out.
Oh, holy cow. You were really messing that up.
I was calling it Isaias.
Isais.
Isais.
What's that?
That's his name.
It's a guy?
I guess. It's a little baby boy hurricane.
It's a guy hurricane? Isais?
Isais.
There's never a girl hurricane, is there?
No, they have girl hurricanes.
Oh, yeah, Gloria. Yeah. I guess they do. Sorry, I'm not thinking. It's very early in the morning. A lot of stuff to get to today on the show. I have new shows, new binge shows. We have hurricanes. We've already covered that today. Hockey, doing nothing. You went out yesterday. You had a Sunday fun day, as the ladies like to call it.
Oh, God. That was when... Big regret.
Why?
I'm so tired.
Why?
Because it was Sunday fun day.
Well, what happened?
I just, you know, hung out.
Were you planning on making it a whole day's event?
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay, now I understand. I'm starting to understand a little bit more.
Yeah.
Where did this start?
We just went over to a friend's house.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened?
Made some shrimp tacos. Made some margaritas.
Ooh.
And then made some more margaritas. Then made some more margaritas.
What time did this party end?
I don't even know. I couldn't tell you.
Blackout.
I didn't black out. I just couldn't. I think maybe it was 7:38.
Maybe.
No idea.
Okay.
It was fun, though. I'll be taking a nap in about 4 hours.
Oh, no kids today?
No, they're with their daddy.
Ah-ha! Yeah.
They're with their daddy.
Well, I got to the bottom of that mystery real quick, didn't I? No kids.
Which makes me sad because, oh no, darn it, Amazon.
Hello, we're over here.
I'm sorry.
Hello. Hello, over here. Now I have to ask you about what's the oh damn in Amazon. First of all, you just said, we Sunday fun day. Oh damn, it made me sad. What made you sad? Oh God, Amazon. Three things just went on there. This is how Woo's brain works. Yeah, go ahead.
So I went to Sunday Funday last night, and then I placed an Amazon order.
Oh, and now it's all coming.
And now I can't cancel it. Darn.
What'd you order?
I don't want to say because it's somebody's birthday gift.
Oh, really?
And I ordered one too many of them, and I don't need them.
Okay, yeah. I'll just look off the air.
How was your day? What did you do yesterday?
I want to tell you next because I want to dedicate a whole break to it. Because what I did yesterday was something that I have not done in a very, very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say that I'm hurting a little bit today because of it.
Really?
Yes, and I shouldn't be hurting today because of it. Lower back pain,
Something you haven't done in a really long
something
time?
Something I have not done in a really long time that should not be causing me pain. Don't
I
say,
have my guesses.
Don't say that.
Oh, boy.
If it was that, I'd come skipping through the doorway today. literally skipping, floating
okay.
through the door today. It wasn't that.
Wow.
But it's something else that I should not be hurting from.
Okay.
But I'm hurting, and I kind of regret it a little bit, too.
Okay.
I'll explain next, but yet enjoyed it thoroughly. I know it's very confusing, but we'll talk about it together here coming up in a little bit, okay? On 94.9 The Point. Mike and Wu in the morning. It's Monday, 6:22.
Good morning.
August the 3rd. Live again. It's us. What?
Up Hampton Roads and worldwide on the radio.com app.
Get ready! Woo! We are tour and we're doing it better than anybody else alive! Woo!
Mike and Woo Woo in the morning on 94.9 The Point.
Woo! Woo!
Woo! What you want to woo woo?
Woo! Woo! Woo!
Happy Monday.
Oh, wow.
Good to be with y'all again. So, Woo Woo had kind of a raucous, fun Sunday fun day where she's a little hurting today.
A little sleepy.
I'm also a little hurting from my Sunday today, but I shouldn't be, woo-woo.
I want to know. Tell me. You've been talking about this.
I was excited to tell you about it. So, Saturday, it was kind of cool because I got to watch hockey. Mm-hmm. Hockey was on TV. The Islanders, they're having this like whole 2014 playoff thing in the NHL for the Stanley Cup. And it was really, really nice to sit down and watch some hockey. And you know me, I don't like to escape things, but it was nice to sit down and just not worry about anything.
Yeah.
Have a good time, you know, just watch a nice game, relax into the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that Saturday night, and I ended up falling asleep on the couch on Saturday night. And I walk up Sunday morning, and I'm on the couch, and I just grab for the remote control, and I pop on the remote, you know, and see whatever's on television, and then I start scrolling through things, and next thing you know, hours have gone by. I spent the entire Sunday and the night before, the entire Sunday. I wrote it down. I got up only four times to go to the bathroom and to get some kind of disgusting, gross food. I spent the whole day on the couch.
Oh, my gosh.
The entire Sunday. I have not done this.
Wow.
And I can't tell you how long. My kids were so worried about me. They went outside privately to my wife and said, "Is Dad okay? What's wrong with Dad?"
Wow.
He didn't even get up to go to the gym today. He didn't get up to work out today. I haven't seen him move all day long. Is he alive? Yes, I'm alive
so
and well.
So you fell asleep on the couch, woke
on
up
Saturday
Sunday morning.
Night, woke up Sunday morning, and I didn't do anything. I did nothing. I didn't even. This is going to sound crazy to you. Okay. So I fell asleep, and the phone is like face down on the ottoman in front of me.
Yeah, yeah.
Just so, you know, the light doesn't start beaming in the middle of the night. So it's down in front of me. I did not check my cellular phone until this morning. This morning.
Wow.
I did not flip it over once. I did not charge it. I just left it there. Did not. So if anybody tried to get in contact with me yesterday, you couldn't.
Do you feel good or bad about lounging
terrible.
On the couch, really?
Terrible. My back is killing me. I think I got bed sores. Couch sores. Because I never do it.
Wow.
I never do it. My arm kind of hurts because of the way I was laying. Because I was on the, if you were listening from the radio, the left of your radio dial, I was on that side of the couch watching the television the whole time. And I watched a lot of interesting stuff. I made my way around. But it's all I did. All day long.
Wow.
I ate potato chips.
Mm-hmm.
I ate Cheetos.
Wow.
I had a drink and then another drink. And then I just drank a lot of water because I was feeling kind of dehydrated from the Saturday night of drinking. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, man, it was crazy, but I don't feel good about it. Like, I thought, I need this day.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't, like, I wasn't depressed.
I'm kind of jealous. I want to have a day like you had yesterday today. Like, that's, I want to go home. I don't want to go to the gym. I'm going to lay on the couch.
There's something about doing it, though, on a Monday. It's really difficult because you've already been up. Like, you're already up. Here you are. You're already doing things. Like, I walk up and never move.
Did you shower?
Nope.
Did you brush your teeth?
Nope.
Did you change your clothes?
Nope. None of it. I did not change. I was wearing a gray Islander shirt and blue sweatshorts and my little Islander sockies from the day before from watching the game. I walk up in the same thing, and I stayed in it all day long. Like, when was the last time you've done that?
Kind of jealous.
You should be, but you shouldn't be. I don't know how to feel about it.
I mean, I stayed in bed yesterday until 11, but then I got up.
You could have stayed in bed till 11 at night, like me.
Wow.
And then I went, and then I strolled upstairs and rolled right into bed and went to sleep. I even napped.
Oh my god,
it was great. It was just so crazy.
You know what my mom always tells me, though? Your body sends you signals, so maybe your body was telling you, Mike Powers, it's time to just.
I don't even know if my body was talking to me. I wasn't even really listening. I got up and I just started watching. I watched a little Super Soul Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to HBO Plus, right? Because I wanted to watch the season finale of I'll Be Alone in the Dark, mm-hmm. which is a fantastic yet disturbing documentary on the Golden State Killer on HBO. And I want to talk to you more about that later. But it didn't go on till like 10 o'clock at night. They mm-hmm. wait, you know, they wait to put it up. So I was like, okay, well, I guess I'll just wait here for it. and I ended up not watching it. But I watched this show, Doom Patrol. It's like a superhero show on HBO Max. So I'm like watching that. And it wasn't even very good, but what else was I doing?
You were on the couch.
Yeah, and then I was like, I got to take a break from this show. And then I went over to Netflix and I watched this show, Connected. And it just talks about how we're all and everything is all super connected. And it showed you how it's a science show.
Mm-hmm.
So if you like science, it's kind of cool. It talks about how like dust is connected to like how the dust in the Sahara reaches Florida and reaches the Atlantic Ocean and how it feeds the plankton in the Atlantic Ocean, which gives us 50% of our oxygen.
I will not be watching that.
Stuff like that. Of course you won't. But it's really, it's kind of cool.
Wow.
So I watched about 4 episodes of that. I learned all about that. And then I went back to the Doom Patrol.
You really had a full day on the couch, didn't you?
I did not move. My wife, I was like, what are we eating for dinner? And she's like, I just threw some bacon in the oven, BLTs. I was like, perfect. I just took some bacon, threw it on a piece of white bread, and ate it. That was my dinner. I had chips. I had Cheetos. What else did I have? Did I have anything? Oreos. Maybe a row of Oreos yesterday.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I feel disgusting. But my body needed it, like you said.
Your body sends you signals.
Said, Mike, you need a whole row of Oreos. Yeah.
That sounds pretty
it
awesome.
It was okay. It was okay. Like, today I feel terrible today. Like, I should feel better. I feel terrible. My lower back hurts. My shoulder hurts. I don't know. Like, I know people do this all day.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, like, I remember when I was younger. Like, remember when you were younger, you could spend like a whole Saturday just on the couch or whatever. But I think when you get older, and not that like I'm old that you put me out to pasture old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm 43. I think every day is valuable.
Yeah.
Like, you go, I just wasted a whole day of my life, and there's not very many of them left. Like, mm-hmm. I'm probably past the halfway point.
Yeah.
So I just wasted a whole day on the couch watching Doom Patrol and Connected on Netflix.
I'm jealous. It really does sound like a good day. Even though you're in pain, I think that I'm going to do that today. I'm going to go home.
Can't do it today.
I'm going to do it today.
You got to do it on a weekend day where you don't move. I went to the bathroom twice. That's it. Like, I got up, and then I got up twice to get food.
Wow.
And then the other two times, my daughters were passing by. I said, hey, do your dear old dad a favor and fill up this water thing for me? And they did. And then they went outside in concern.
Jealous.
Oh, my God. Is dad okay? What's wrong with dad? He's okay.
It's a pandemic. What else are you going to do?
Well, yeah, I haven't done that during the pandemic yet. Like, I haven't sat around and binged. Like, I'm usually sitting around and I'm reading or I'm, you know, I'm doing something. But yesterday was nothing. Wow. Nothing.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Should try it. But you really got to get into it. Like, you got to just be. And know what was the key? The phone. Like, I looked today and I was like, oh, I wish I could answer this person back. Oh, I wish I could have. But I did not. It was a whole day. Phone down. Never turned it up.
Wow.
Never.
Good for you.
I guess. I don't know. And then I didn't make it to I'll Be Alone in the Dark. It was too late for me. I rolled upstairs. I said, I'll watch it tomorrow. So I got to watch it today. That's something. I don't know if you like true crime, but
we'll talk about that later. Yeah. We'll talk about new shows on Netflix and what have you.
Yeah, yeah. But Doom Patrol, if you like superhero stuff, it's cool. It's kind of cool. I'm not really into superhero stuff like I used to be. So it took me a little bit, but interesting nonetheless.
Well, I'm glad you had a nice day on the couch. Good for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Good for you. Okay, I got to gather information on this storm.
Oh, you got the news coming
up next.
We got
the news coming up. We got to discuss Isaias.
Isaias is coming up.
Tropical storm warning.
All right. And what I want to do is on Instagram, when was the last time you sat on the couch and did nothing?
A lot of people are going to say yesterday.
I'm curious. I'll feel better about myself then. Maybe it'll take the back pain away.
Ask them.
I will. All right. That's coming up. Follow us on Instagram at 949 The Point or follow us personally at Mike Powers Live.
And at woo underscore 949.
Thanks, Woo. Yeah.
Mike and Woo Woo in the morning. 94.9 The Point. 94 Second Woo in the morning on 94.9 The Point.
Good morning. It's 7:10 with a very important news brief. It's Woo Woo.
Yeah, good morning. It is August 3rd, Monday. We've got a forecast today for you. High of 89. Rain will move into Hampton Roads around 1 o'clock this afternoon. 60% chance of rain, but that's all because of Tropical Storm Isaias. It is strengthening off the coast of Florida as of now. A tropical storm warning is in effect for Hampton Roads. They're saying that we will see the impacts of this tropical storm late tonight into early tomorrow morning, keeping our eye on things. But it was a tropical storm, then it was upgraded to a hurricane, downgraded, now picking up speed.
So it'll be out of town by tomorrow sometime?
Tomorrow afternoon, yeah.
Oh, that's okay.
But as of now, it is tracking right over us. So we will have tropical storm force winds tonight into tomorrow.
Okay.
Just a heads up.
All right.
Some really cool news. You might have seen this video. It's gone viral. Two NASA astronauts returning to Earth on Sunday in a dramatic retro-style splashdown, parachuting in their capsule into the Gulf of Mexico.
So cool.
Closing out an unprecedented test flight by Elon Musk's SpaceX. Now, it was the first splashdown by U.S. astronauts in 45 years.
Isn't that neat?
Isn't that wild?
That's so cool.
It was really cool to see the video.
They are the astronauts.
Splashdown. As odd of a character as Elon Musk is, I still admire his creativity and his thinking outside the box.
This guy's crazy genius. Mm-hmm. You gotta love it. He's a crazy genius.
He is a crazy genius.
He's like Dr. Emmett Brown. From
Back to the Future. Back to the Future, yeah.
That's exactly what he's like. He's real smart. He's got that crazy streak in him, but seems like he'd be a really nice friend.
Yeah.
So
he'd have your back.
Yeah, I think so. And when we go to Mars, it's going to be very exciting.
And finally this morning, if your kids love TikTok as much as my kids do, I got some sad news. It looks like President Trump will ban TikTok in the United States unless somebody else buys it.
Well, Microsoft might buy it, I heard. Did you read that?
I read that they could possibly buy it. There's another investor that's interested into it. I think he gave TikTok 6 days to sell it, 7 days. Somebody's got to buy it in 6 or 7 days. I don't know. All I know is that my daughter walks around like she's having a seizure because she's constantly
all the time
TikToking.
She's always dancing. Let's hear what the Trump has to say. Yeah.
We're looking at TikTok. We may be banning TikTok. We may be doing some other things. There are a couple of options, but a lot of things are happening. So we'll see what happens. But we are looking at a lot of alternatives with respect to TikTok.
That's a great statement. What a great statement. We're looking at a lot of things, so kids, don't worry. President Trump has got your back. We'll do this like an alternative. Generic TikTok is what we're thinking about right now. We're doing a lot of things with this TikTok. Tremendous things. There'll be something so much better than click clock. That'll be the next big thing. I don't know. Maybe. We'll see. But we're doing things.
I wouldn't be bad if it was banned because my daughter's got to get off of that thing.
Yeah, who cares?
She's making fairy videos and she's...
Right, you know, like
obsessed
this.
Obsessed with the LeBrant family. I'm like, I don't know who you are anymore.
There's other things to do. There are other things to do besides TikTok, kids. I know you're going to.
Not if you're 9 and in the midst of a pandemic.
Well, there are plenty of other things. Don't kids like to make crafts anymore? Origami, anything like that? Craft?
Like, go play with your Barbies.
Do they still play with Barbies?
I don't know.
Okay.
Don't ban TikTok.
There you go, Woo.
School's already been taken away from them. Now you're going to take away TikTok?
I know. That was their schooling.
Monday, Monday. So good.
I just want to crawl back in bed.
Fun side note.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Woo and I have been singing this song off the air since we got in today. And we're not ones to play up the Monday thing, like, Monday. But we've just been singing this all morning.
Gave me no warning, but a guarantee.
God, these guys were so stoned while they made this video. I'm watching the video over here.
Is it the Mamas and the Papas? No, the Mamas,
no,
and,
Mamas
the Papas.
And the Papas. With Mama Cass. Man, what a time, huh? Walk around stoned all the time. Singing songs. What a life. What a life. Nobody said anything. It's with the brightest colors in the world. dress like you're a Sergeant Pepper all the time.
I'm pulling this up now.
Check it out, man.
Okay, play our song, and then I'm gonna watch this song.
Okay, yeah, come watch this video. It'll make you feel better about everything in the world. Mamas and the Papas, Monday, Monday. Everybody, Google that or watch it on YouTube, and we're all going to start dressing like this as well.
Did she choke on a ham sandwich for real?
Yes, like sexy generals. That's how we're going to dress from this point forward.
Mike and Woo Woo in the morning on 94.9 The Point.
Monday, Monday, 7:26. Good morning, Michael, Kenneth, Powers. Woo Woo, Tiberius, Young Wood, Butt Doctor with you as well. You know who we can't have back? You know who's gone?
Who?
Wilford Brimley. You know Wilford Brimley from
yes.
Cocoon?
Mm-hmm.
And the Quaker Oatmeal commercials?
I do.
He's gone and we can't have him back.
Well, here's a bowl of steaming Quaker oatmeal. Mm. And I can't think of a healthier way to start the day. Cost you 1 nickel and 4 pennies. So if you can't be bothered with nickels and pennies, throw them in a jar. Start an oatmeal fund. Quaker Oats. It's the right thing to do. Not too expensive either.
Whoa.
Good actor.
Yeah, yeah. He everybody recognizes him with the big walrus mustache. Mm-hmm. He's always had it. I remember the movie Cocoon very well. And then mm-hmm. all those commercials.
Yeah.
I think he used to do like diabetes commercials too. And Wilford Brimley, gone. We can't have him back.
But 80, not forgotten.
Not forgotten. 85 years old. I wanted to tell you real quick because, you know, we talk about everything that we do on this show, and this is something I've been doing, but I wouldn't recommend this show to everybody because it's not for the faint at heart.
Oh, is this your new obsession?
It's not an obsession. It's just a fascinating show. Slight obsession. I'll Be Alone in the Dark on HBO.
I'll Be Gone in the Dark.
Whatever it's called. Mm-hmm. I'll Be Gone in the Dark
mm-hmm.
about the Golden State Killer. Mmm.
Pick some dark things to watch.
Well, you know, I've read a little bit about this. If you know the actor-comedian Patton Oswalt, his wife was the writer of this particular book, I'll Be Alone in the Dark, or Gone in the Dark, and it's such a fascinating story. They ended up doing a documentary on her because right towards the end of the book, she passes away.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like this... a big mystery behind it. She had a little bit of a problem with prescription drugs. And they did this documentary because it's about a serial killer who, I mean, it's really kind of despicable.
Golden State Killer.
He got away with over like 50 rapes mm-hmm. and I think like 13 to 15 murders or something like that. And they didn't catch this guy for like 4 decades.
Wow.
Okay. And this is all stuff that you would read in the news, but the documentary itself and how she got obsessed with it and into it and helped mm-hmm. solve the case along with other, not even cops, but private investigators, public people, like people that aren't real investigators. They're just people who get obsessed with true crime, who went down the rabbit hole, as, you know, we all often do sometimes, and end up finding ways to solve this case. And it is absolutely fascinating, but it is also, and again, I wouldn't recommend it to everybody, super disturbing. So, like,
yeah, I can't get into that.
Yeah, like, if you're a young lady, I don't know that I would recommend watching this. I wouldn't watch it if I was you. Like, I know my wife couldn't watch
it.
Yeah. It's really, really frightening.
So you started watching that, and that's on HBO?
HBO Max, yeah.
I'll Be Gone in the Dark. Is it like a multiple part series, or is it like two solid hours?
Last night at 10 o'clock, they put up the season finale. It's six episodes. They're all about an hour long. And when I go home today, I'm going to watch the last one.
Wow.
It's fascinating because you kind of figure, like, this day and age with DNA evidence and everything. Mm-hmm. You're not seeing a ton of serial killers anymore, but
this
guy, well, that's great, but this guy killed more people than like the Zodiac Killer or the Son of Sam or all of these like world renowned murder cases. This guy killed more than any of them, and they never found him, and it took people, like real people that weren't involved in the case at all whatsoever, law enforcement wise. It's just amazing what people can do.
I mean, I might take a peek at it. I might watch the preview.
Oh, it's fascinating, but I don't know that I can sit and watch. Like, you got to have somebody in the house with you while you watch it. Like, well, the butt doctor's got to be in there with you.
Dan and I started watching over the weekend this series on Netflix. It's a documentary real-life series called Lenox Hill.
What's that about?
It follows four doctors at Lenox Hill Hospital in New York.
Oh, okay.
And I could barely sit through that because they follow, like, the two guys who are the head of neurosurgery, so they show, like, a brain operations, and
you're not one for that,
but it's good. I highly recommend Lenox Hill. It's very entertaining.
Yeah, huh? All right.
I mean, that's, you know, the one thing about the pandemic, we're all sitting at home, we're all watching shows, and there's a lot of good stuff out there.
Yeah, there really is, but it's also very dangerous. You know, like yesterday, I mean, I don't know if you guys listened this morning, I spent the entire day on the couch for the first time, and I can't tell you how long. I mean, the entire day in front of the television. I napped a little bit. I did nothing but sit on my side watching stuff and sleeping the whole Sunday. I mean, again, I feel a little guilty about it today, but
I may be doing that today. When I get off of this radio show, I'm going home and climbing in bed.
You should. You should. You should do it on the couch, though. You got a TV in your living room?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah. Get in front of that couch. Okay. Watch yourself some I'll Be Alone in the Dark, Gone in the Dark, whatever it is. It's good. Woo, I'm telling you. Gripping.
Okay, I'm going to watch the trailer right now.
Gripping. Pop on that trailer. Let me know what you think.
Okay.
For those of you sitting at home or on Facebook Live right now, let us know if you watch this, because...
Can I get your HBO password?
Oh, you don't have one?
No, I don't.
Oh, all right. Well, maybe. I'll give it to you off the air. No, I won't. That's illegal. I will not do that. That is illegal. All right. Well, yeah, watch that if you can take it. If not, if you're a little faint at heart or that kind of stuff scares you and you'll be up all night, don't watch it. And as you're going through the day today, remember the great Wilford Brimley, who is gone but not forgotten at 85 years old. We do it all on this show, 7:32.
No radio at work?
What?
We've got you covered. Listen on your smartphone or tablet with our free app, radio.com.
Okay, that's better.
On Google Home, Alexa, Sonos, online at pointradio.com, or wherever you stream music.
Mornings with Mike and Woo Woo, 94.9, The Point.
Monday, Monday. Good morning.
Oh boy. So good to me. Hey, we're under a tropical storm warning on top of it being a Monday.
Oh, that's all?
Yeah.
That's nothing for us. What a year. I mean, this is easy. Tropical storm?
Nothing.
Nothing for us.
What's a hurricane in the midst of a pandemic? Why that? Why the hell not?
Why not?
I mean,
we got this thing.
It's like over the weekend, it was August 1st. So we woke up Saturday. It was August 1st. And Dan said to me, he was like, did you ever imagine that in March when schools closed and your children got sent home from school, did you ever think that it would be August and we'd still be in this situation?
No. But we are.
I know.
And it's okay.
It's fine. We'll get through it.
We're here together. This is a fun little story, right?
Yes, I like this. Okay, so there's a new survey from a relationship relationship expert.
Oh, I love those people.
A relationship expert in Australia says you shouldn't date men in their 30s. She thinks the majority of guys who are single in their 30s are single because of commitment issues.
That's a whole decade of guy.
So she recommends dating divorced guys in their 40s because at least they've shown they can commit, quote, at least for a decent amount of time.
Ooh, could have told you this a long time ago, before this article even came out.
I love it. I'll be dating a 49-year-old here in a couple weeks.
Oh, my God. Cannot the butt wait. Doctor's going to be 49?
August in 10 days.
Oh, man.
10 days, I'm going to have a 49-year-old boyfriend. Damn, I love it. I'm so turned on by that.
That's hot. Good for you.
It's very hot. Okay.
Man.
So, a 35-year-old relationship expert by the name of Jana Hawking in Sydney, Australia, said she is pitching this new dating policy for all women. Never date a man in his 30s. She said they have commitment issues. They have communication issues. That's why they end up getting either divorced or, you know, finding women later in life.
Mm.
She said, quote, sure, dating a divorced guy in their 40s may come with some baggage, like the bitter remnants of a divorce and a few kids, but it also means that they've proven they aren't scared to commit, at least for a decent amount of time.
In all fairness, I mean, this sounds good, and I agree a little bit that it takes a guy a really long time to mature.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it does take till his 40s for him to get his act together emotionally and mentally.
Mm-hmm.
Not all guys. Some of y'all get it together earlier, and congratulations on that. But that only means you screw up when you're 50. So here's the deal. If you don't date these 30-year-old guys when they're going through all these issues, right, who's going to? And then who's going to divorce them?
Yeah.
It's like you got to take one for the team if you want to eventually date that more stable guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, Woo-Woo, okay?
Yes.
Let's use you as an example. Like, you had to be married and divorce somebody in your 30s in order to get to the next plateau of guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Does that make sense?
I took one for the team.
You take one for the team.
You're welcome, Hampton Roads.
You're welcome, women everywhere. And then everybody gets a little more mature.
Mm-hmm.
All parties.
Yeah.
And then, boom, in your 40s, there you go.
There it is.
You find it. Or the guy. When the guy hits the 40s, you got it. Because you do. You start leveling up as a guy. It's hard. And it's different, too, because, like, you know, guys and like, the mentality of men and women are so different, especially, like, when we were growing up. It's so unfair to women. You know, like a guy was celebrated when he would,
go
out with all these women, do all these guys, all these chicks.
Mm-hmm.
Guys are celebrated. They celebrate them.
For women, not
for
so
women,
much.
For women, you know, you're shunned and you're shamed and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So the mentality growing up was so different. But now there's been a shift. And granted, it's not perfect, but there still is the shift. And now women feel, you should feel, a little more empowered, you know? And guys don't have that pull anymore. You know what I'm saying?
I think the roles are reversing. It's shifting.
The roles are reversing. Mm-hmm. Women realize how powerful they are. And I think you've always known, but men are so dumb that we just, you know, we have to accept.
Well, I mean, I think that I was the expert before this woman came along because I've always said date older. I've always been into that.
Yeah. And I think guys, as they get older too, we get handsomer.
Oh, yeah.
Would you agree?
Absolutely.
Because, you know, you're like young and you're trying to be trendy and all that kind of stuff. But when you get older, you just go, classic.
Yeah.
Solids. You got to be solid in your look.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't push too far. You don't try to do weird stuff with your look and your hair and your clothes.
The dad shoes look cool.
Right. You know? I mean, you could be a really cool 40-something-year-old dad right now. And, you know, it's a benefit. It's a benefit to everybody.
Well, we'll share this up on our Facebook page. But, yeah, the relationship expert, her name is Jana Hawking from Sydney, Australia.
Bunch of 30-year-old guys going to be sitting around at home watching Netflix, doing nothing now because of this story.
Just waiting for their birthdays.
Right.
Am I 40 yet?
Just wanting to get older. I don't know. It was really weird, man. I turned 30 and I went on this drought. It's been really, really terrible, man. I can't quite figure it out. Oh, just wait till you're 40, dude. Things are going to really pick up for you. All right.
Like a magnet.
Yeah, it's true. All right, cool.
Fun.
Good story. Coming back here in just a little bit, we got 94 seconds of news. Trump wants to ban your kid's favorite app, and that's very, very possible, unless Microsoft buys this particular app. That's coming up, and so much more on the
Mornings with Mike and Woo Woo.
Hold it now.
94.9, The Point.
It's 94 Seconds of News with Mike and Woo Woo in the Morning on 94.9, The Point.
Hey, good morning. At 8:14, here is Woo Woo with the news.
What's a hurricane going to do? You know, in the midst of a pandemic,
oh Lord,
might as well take it. Yeah, Hampton Roads is under a tropical storm warning. Tropical storm Isaias is currently strengthening off the coast of Florida. We have a tropical storm warning in effect for Hampton Roads. We could see impacts from this storm late tonight into early tomorrow. Governor Ralph Northam has already declared a state of emergency in Virginia.
Haven't we already been under a state of emergency?
I can't.
You know what? By this point, like, we're good at emergencies now.
We're really good. We're fine.
DEFCON 5, we got it. No problem for us. And tomorrow is a tropical storm. It's all going to happen really, really early. So
you'll probably sleep through it. We'll be up. We'll ride it out.
Yeah, who knows? We're here. We'll be here for you.
We will be here for you. But yeah, we are under a tropical storm warning. Meanwhile, two NASA astronauts returned to Earth yesterday in a dramatic splashdown. Their capsule parachuted right into the Gulf of Mexico.
So cool.
It was a test flight by Elon Musk's SpaceX, and it was the first splashdown by U.S. astronauts in 45 years.
We're so close to Mars.
It's awesome.
Taste Mars.
Wow. Would you ever want to go up on the...
Yes.
You would?
Why not? Of course.
I love how Elon Musk just wants to take tourists like, you know, it's a ride through Disney World.
But that's the
idea. Do you guys want to go on Thunder Mountain or the trip to Mars?
Why would I want to go to Disney when I can go to Mars? When I can go to space? You're not ready for space?
I am not ready for that.
Of course, I would wait a couple of years. Make sure it's everything's running above board.
No.
But then, you know, I'll take a little trip to Mars. Odds are, though, I wouldn't be able to afford it.
Yeah,
it would
that's
take,
true.
Like, there would have to be some sort of radio promotion in order for Mike and Woo Woo to go to space.
When we get the opportunity to fly with the Blue Angels, hey, do you guys want an opportunity to fly on SpaceX?
Absolutely. I won't fly with the Blue Angels, but I'll fly on SpaceX.
No, uh-uh.
That's so cool.
You couldn't pay. There's not enough money in the world to get me to that.
You'll go to Sandals, but you won't go to Mars?
I'll go to Jamaica.
Come on, Woo Woo.
I'll go to Jamaica all day, every day.
Oh, boy. It sounds cool to me. I don't know.
And finally, this morning, unfortunately, kids, I got some bad news for you.
Mm.
The president wants to get rid of TikTok. President Donald Trump said that he will ban the popular app TikTok in the United States unless somebody steps up and buys it. Take a listen to what Donald has to say.
We're looking at TikTok. We may be banning TikTok. We may be doing some other things. There are a couple of options, but a lot of things are happening. So we'll see what happens. But we are looking at a lot of alternatives with respect to TikTok.
So I think it sounds like there's going to be like a generic TikTok, an American version of TikTok. We're looking at other things. There'll be no more TikToking, but we'll do other things.
Oh, man.
Or there'll be another app for you to play on. Then there's always going to be another
app.
Honestly,
I am all for the ban of TikTok. I am taken away. My daughter's obsessed. Dan and I were out yesterday walking his dog, Lucy.
Yeah.
And we're walking down the street, and there's like a little nine-year-old girl walking towards us, just doing this.
Oh, yeah. What is that? What is that even?
No idea.
It's a TikTok thing, probably. Probably. I assume it is.
I was like, what is going on?
I don't know.
Is she waving towards us?
I hope she likes click clock.
Does she need medical attention? She having a seizure?
You never know, because people are connected like all the time now.
Did she just scratch her head or what is going on?
People are dancing and people are like, they got their earphones in. They're always talking to somebody that's not you.
Man.
They're always like, yeah. And then you won't believe it. They'll be like, are you talking to me? No. Oh, you're on the phone. Oh sorry.
Gosh. Yeah.
It's a confusing
honestly
time.
TikTok. Get rid of
it. It's a confusing time.
Charli D'Amelio, see you later, girlfriend. Bye-bye now.
Hey, by the way, TikTok may stay if it gets bought by another company. And Microsoft, supposedly in talks right now to buy TikTok, okay? All right, that was 94 Seconds of News, 818 on The Point. Coming back in a little bit, celebrating a national holiday today, we'll tell you which one and why it won't keep Woo Woo sober for a day.
Oh, boy.
Mornings with Mike and Woo Woo, 94.9, The Point. Waking up the seven cities and beyond. Mike and Woo Woo in the morning. 94.9, The Point.
Been with you this whole pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna stick with you through a tropical storm tomorrow. Why the hell not? Bring it on. Bring it on. Ain't nothing we can't handle together, right,
2021 y'all? Is going to be our year,
it's
you guys.
It's
going to
be a lovely day.
When I wake up in the morning, love.
Yeah. Let's put everyone in a good mood. Bill Withers. So, woo-woo, happy National White Wine Day to you.
Yes, today is National White Wine Day.
Your day. This is your thing. This is your wheelhouse, the white wine.
Honestly, everything is my wheelhouse nowadays.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't...
You think you're going to celebrate tonight?
No. I've already texted Dan. I said, this whole week, we're drinking water, we're eating healthy, we're going to the gym.
I've heard you say that before, though. When are you going to stick to it? That's what I want to know.
Today.
Today is the day.
I think I've reached the level of pandemia.
What's made today the day, though?
It's got to happen.
Yeah, it just doesn't feel good anymore.
We've just been going, me.
So who makes these plans? Are you the plan maker, or is Dan the plan maker, or is it both?
What do you mean the plan maker
the
for
plan
what?
The plan to party.
That's both.
Yeah. I feel like, and I'm not blaming the butt doctor, mm-hmm. Because, you're your own worst enemy as well. But I feel like the butt doctor, he's always like, oh, I made you this drink. Oh, yeah. I just made you this fresh whatever, butt doctor margarita.
No.
And you feel like, oh, well, I might as well. I'm here. I'm going to drink it when in Rome.
The other night he came over and he's like, I got some watermelon. I'm going to freeze it with this fresh mint and make these watermelon mint things. And I was like, okay, awesome.
I got an idea, butt doctor. Why not just chop up the watermelon? Let's have it for dinner on the side. What happened to just eating fruit without the alcohol soaked in
it? I will not be celebrating, but today is National White Wine Day. If I were to celebrate, I would recommend a nice Sauvignon Blanc.
How about a Kim Crawford?
A little Kim Crawford. That's my girl.
There you go.
But anyway, here's the 10 biggest mistakes people make when drinking wine.
Sure. What
are
they?
Do you want to go through them?
Yeah, a couple of them.
Okay. Holding the glass by the bulb, but not the stem.
You say that because it warms the wine, but mm-hmm. usually I drink the wine so fast that you don't even really feel it. And it looks cool, too, when you're holding it that way.
Damaging the cork when you try to remove it, so you push bits of cork into the wine.
Yeah.
I don't buy corked wine anymore. I buy the little twisties.
Well, there was a time where people shunned away the twisties, mm-hmm. and it was almost like, oh, God, you bought over a twist cap? What's wrong with you? That's so trashy. And then something happened. A shift has happened to where cork isn't what it used to be.
Yeah.
Now twisty wines are okay.
Let's see. Other mistakes when drinking wine. Serving white wine with red meat. I didn't know that was bad.
Yeah, you usually go red with the red meat and white wine with chicken and fish.
Whatever.
I'm just saying.
Another mistake they say people make, putting ice cubes in wine.
I might do that sometimes.
I do that. Yeah. I did that the other day.
I might do that. And you got to think about it, too. The way certain people, the way you're supposed to drink wine, slow, like almost like you're drinking a cup mm-hmm. of tea, slow, calm, reserved. It's almost like a meditation drinking wine. The way Woo and I drink wine.
Like a shot.
Yeah, it's not, the ice cube is barely going to dissolve in there by the time we get done with it.
Let's see, mispronouncing the name of the wine you're ordering.
That's our own, everybody does that. Mm. Don't pretend. That's the one thing I learned. Don't pretend like you know the wine when you go out to the restaurant and you're trying to impress somebody by pronouncing the wine and you pronounce it like it's from another planet, like it's alien almost. Don't try to pretend. Just be like, this one. What's wrong going this one?
And here's the final mistake. Filling a wine glass to the very top. You know what I started doing? I started measuring my pours.
How so?
Like I get a measuring cup and I measure 6 ounces.
Who are you?
Don't look at me like that.
Who are you?
I have to measure it.
That sure doesn't sound like the girl I know. Measuring her.
You have to measure it.
Measuring her pours?
And then one of my girlfriends judged me because I think I poured an 8-ounce glass once. And she was like, no, they come in 6-ounce pours. And I was like, well, when I go to California Pizza Kitchen.
That's an 8-ounce pour.
No, they say, do you want the 6-ounce pour or the 9-ounce pour? So I thought 8 was a good, good.
7.5. Yeah. Just go right there in the middle, 7.5 with a little extra. Yeah, I don't know. Man. I don't know what the right thing is. I think you pour to the stress of your day. Like you had a stressful day, just pour the whole thing up to the top.
I think I need a fill line. Like I need a line.
So we're going to bring you a wine glass with a little line on the top of it?
I'm going to start rimming all of my wine glasses with a Sharpie. So I know.
You know what I think I'm going to do? I'm going to go home today. I'm going to get a wine glass, and I'm going to create that wine glass for you. The line, it's actually a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
the perfect pour wine glass.
Because, and I can't stand it when you go out to a restaurant and they bring you, you know, you're paying $9, $10, $11 for a glass of wine, and they bring you this
slither.
And I'm like, what is that?
It's barely, you know what it's like? It's kind of like when you go into you just step into the ocean and you're just getting your feet wet.
Yeah.
That's what those little tiny pours are. Those are insulting. You know what it is too? Like sometimes they put a good wine out for you to drink. That is the house wine. I'm going to have the house wine. So they always have one open and you get the bottom of the last bottle and it's turned out, right? And then they give you the new bottle, but it's not even, they don't even really fill it all the way up.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I know.
You got to do a generous pour, but not too generous. You don't want people falling all over themselves, yet you don't want people upset.
I'm just noticing that when I do go out to restaurants and I do order wine, the pours are not consistent from restaurant to restaurant.
They're not consistent. You're exactly right.
There should be a universal pour for all servers.
I love that. The universal pour.
Yeah.
And it's something that all restaurant and restaurant owners, bartenders, waitresses, waiter, whatever, all y'all get together, right, and have like a meeting of the minds.
Yes.
Kind of like they would do with the United Nations, with all the different countries. You do the same thing for restaurants, and you come together on a couple of things. The universal pour being one of
them. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Let's be consistent with our drinks especially.
Mm-hmm.
Like what? I would rather have a consistent drink than one that's too light or one that's too heavy.
Yeah.
You know, give me a consistent, because I don't complain when there's too much booze. But I will be like, it's like I'm drinking
seltzer. It's not enough.
What is this? If I wanted LaCroix, I'd go home and
have that. I don't want a weak pour.
Right. Nor do I want a pour that's over the top. Are you trying to take advantage of me? Huh? I don't want either. I want a consistent pour. Here, that's what we need, Resta. I know you guys are going through a lot right now with the pandemic, but think about a consistent pour. Yeah.
If there was like a system, everybody had the same. You want a glass of wine? Okay, great. Let me look at the handbook and it says, okay, this is what we're pouring.
Right. And maybe there needs to be a universal pour glass.
You keep
spread out across the bar. That's what you dump your alcohol into and then boom, into the drink. And you can have a couple of different levels. Yeah. You can level up, but the universal pour would be fantastic.
Y'all get on that.
Too inconsistent everywhere. No, we're not blaming anybody. No one's getting blamed here.
No.
We're not upset. We just want the world to be a better place. And I think that's where it starts.
Yep.
A more consistent pour.
Happy National White Wine Day. I will not be celebrating, but you guys enjoy.
I got $100 that says you'll be celebrating.
Not celebrating.
I know you're going to be celebrating.
Nope.
I got a good feeling about it.
Okay, well.
All right.
Shake on it.
Pandemic shake.
That's a pandemic shake.
There you go.
Not going to happen.
Okay, good luck to you, my friend.
Thank you.
See you hungover tomorrow. Uh-huh.
Thank you for listening to the Mike and Woo Woo podcast. You the best.
Yes, thank you all so much for listening to the Mike and Woo Woo podcast. You can find us live on the radio every day on 94.9 The Point.
Or on the radio.com app, or head to pointradio.com and download the podcast for free.
That's right. It's a lot of fun. And we can also be found on Instagram at Mike Powers Live.
And at woo_949.
Cheers.
Mike and Woo Woo in the morning, 94.9.